This is Gordon Thorne, by the way.
Hi.
Introduce.
Nice to be here, Will.
Gordon Thorne. Randy Sabine is also joining us here on the air. Randy, welcome back to Cook County.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him a special pass.
Special.
Yeah, yeah, special pass to get into the Cook County.
A passport.
We had to pull some strings. Yeah. Deb Benedict helped out.
My parole officer down in St. Paul thinks I'm staying in town.
I was wondering what that bulge was on your sock. Right. It's your ankle bracelet.
He left it at home. It's on the
latest thing in jewelry. Ankle bracelets.
Randy, ex-con, Sabine, not actually, but Randy's up here. Gordon's here because they've got the Fingerstyle Masters weekend, first night of it happening tonight. That's going to start around 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge restaurant, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun thing.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I don't know how to broach this subject, but I just got a call from Phil Haywood, and he is turning around. He's got a family tragedy that he has to attend to. He called me from Duluth about 3 minutes ago, and so the Master, it's just going to be the mid-masters, the Fingerstyle mid-masters weekend, because the Master won't be able to make it. And so Randy and I are going to have to tie our shoes a little tighter and make this thing work, but I hope everybody still wants to come out.
Right. And hope that Phil's going to be.
I hope that Phil is going to be doing. Yeah, of course.
But we still have two really good musicians here. Randy, tell us about yourself and how you ended up with this guy.
How much time do we have? No, I'm a fiddle player, blues, swing, jazz, violin player, and been doing this bulk of my career for 40 years or so. And I don't know, a few years ago I came up here and Gordon was playing with Bob Bingham down at the music festival in the fall, and I sat in with those guys at the Gunflint Tavern, and it was an immediate connection, and just fit together like a glove. So
it was fun.
Wait, were you eating dinner at the tavern, been like, hey, I got a violin with me?
Yeah, well,
I'll tell the story, because he wouldn't tell it the way it really went down. He's too proud to probably tell it the way it went down. But
I don't know it.
He says, like a real pro, we're all eating dinner in there, and we had asked him to sit in with us, and he didn't know who we were, what we were going to do, and he said, well, you know, my wife might want to leave early, so maybe I should start the night with you. So he gave himself an out right away, you know, and he played the night, and as we're finishing up, he looks at Bob and he goes, hey, can I be in the band tomorrow night too? Yeah, I thought that was really clever.
Yeah.
Why don't I start the night? My wife might have to leave early.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we laughed about that.
Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine. There you go. They're going to be tonight at the Cascade Lodge at 6 p.m. for the first night of the Fingerstyle Masters weekend with a little bit of a pub session. And let's get a taste of what you guys sound like playing together.
Okay. Well, let's see. What are we going to try? Let's try. Let's do this little instrumental call. Since it is windy and warm out, we'll do this windy and warm thing. You know? And because the other thing Randy said on that gig, the first gig that I'll never forget, was as Bob was explaining him the chord structure to this song, Randy leans over and says to him, Bob, I know all the songs.
All of them.
Oh, man.
And so I'm not going to tell Randy what chords are in this song, because he doesn't even need to know them. He knows the song already.
I want him to waste his breath. Thank you.
Nice little jam there from Gordon Thorne to Randy Sabine. You can catch him tonight at the Fingerstyles Master Weekend, the first night of that, with a pub session at the Cascade Lodge Restaurant. I will note that moments before the show, Gordon got word that Phil Haywood will be unable to attend due to a family emergency, so I'll be thinking about him and enjoying the music from these two guys here instead. Gordon, I actually just got a guitar and need some advice on how to go about playing it.
You need some advice?
Yeah.
Well, keep your strings clean and your nails short.
All right.
No, that. So, how do you want to play it? What kind of thing do you want to pursue?
Just folk and rock mostly.
Well, so
I hate picks, though. That's what I found out.
Well, oh, okay. So you're right in my camp then.
Right.
Okay. Well, you start out. What I did to learn how to do this was first of all watched people that could do it, you know, and second of all I decided instead of like trying to learn how to play like John Hurt or Blind Blake or Blind Boy Fuller or Merle Travis or any of these guys that were doing it at the time who I really admired their playing styles, I decided to take the John Kerner approach and just find a songbook that had simple songs in it and teach myself how to play the guitar without really referencing anybody else. And then once I got it under my hands a little bit, then I went and started to do that.
Okay.
You know, so that seemed to work for me.
Good.
So, you know, I'd learned songs like Froggy Went a Courtin' and tunes like that, which, so the book had the lyrics and the chord written over it, but that's all it had. And I didn't even know how the tunes went. So you made up your own way, and you said, "Oh, you know, you learned what an F was, and you knew the basic chords, mm-hmm. and your thumb just started to do its thing, and then it took off from there."
Nice.
So that's one way.
Okay.
You know,
find a way
yeah.
or another. Randy Sabine is also here. Randy, you have the distinction of having created one of the only Christmas albums I ever liked.
Wow.
Thank I just wanted you. To tell you that.
I did it just for people like you.
Oh, excellent. It's excellent. When did that one come out? That was a couple years ago, I want to say.
Yeah, that came out. Yeah, I think about two years ago, maybe three. You know, it's hard to remember. All these Christmases right. roll together. But no, I put that Christmas record together because I was got hired to be in a Christmas show, and I didn't have any original Christmas material. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, how many times you need to play Jingle Bells and, you know, all these other things. I wanted to create my own material, and then it was a little, you know, offbeat and somewhat irreverent from time to time. And so I got involved in these Christmas shows and just out of matter of necessity created this body of material.
Right.
And I thought, people kept asking me, is this on a record? And finally, I could say yes.
There you go.
There it is.
The jazzed up version of Vivaldi, especially.
Yeah, I did the from the Four Seasons. I did an arrangement mm-hmm. of Winter. Yeah, and that was actually commissioned at first by Warren Nelson over in Wisconsin for the Big Top Chautauqua. He had a show called Snow Pants. And a bunch of us got together and wrote material. So that was my little contribution to that. So, yeah, geez, we just emerged into spring. Why are we talking about Christmas?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
But, well, have you heard the J.D. McPherson Christmas album?
Yes, at some point this last winter season, I'd heard a couple songs.
I thought
songs
that was pretty cool.
That was
all original yeah. Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty neat.
Right.
Gordon and I were just talking about putting together an Easter album. And we're going to spread them out in the woods. You got to go find them.
You got 48 hours, Randy.
Yeah, our CD yeah. hunt.
That's CD hunt. Them. Yeah, good luck.
Gordon Thorne and Randy Sabine are joining me on the Scenic Route right now. They've got the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend this weekend, 6 p.m. tonight, and then 7:30 tomorrow. How did this series start, Gordon?
Well, it started, I happened down to the Bluegrass Masters Weekend about 15 years ago. It had been going on forever, and I'd never ventured up from Finland to check it out. And a friend of mine from Minneapolis was up there, and he called me up from Lutzen Resort and said, "Why don't you come up? We got an extra ticket to the show tonight." And so I went up there and was blown away by what was going on there. I was just it was a gas. People playing all over the place, and then there was instruction going on and things like that. And so I kind of put it under my hat for a little while, and I went up a few more times over the years, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe we could do this with a fingerstyle thing on the other season. That's in November, and so I approached Bluefin about it, and I had Phil Haywood that first year because he's an old friend, and I figured we could, he'd be able to roll with whatever happened. We weren't really sure how it was going to work out, and it worked out well, and one thing led to another, and now this is the 10th one we've done.
Why do you think it's important to do shows like this and get people listening to a different style of music or guitar?
Well, first of all, I just have a passion for it myself, so I like to be able to spread that around, and I also think that there's a lot of people that sit around and play guitar, and if you're not a performer, playing songs with a flat pick sitting on your couch, how long are you going to be able to do that for? Because if you're singing a John Mellencamp song and you're strumming C, F, and G, it gets boring. So if you can teach somebody how to pick it, so then there's an infinite amount of times you can go around it. You can try it differently every time,
Right. I should have mentioned earlier that there are classes involved in this weekend as well.
Yes, there are.
Right.
And so it was really it was all about the classes were the reason I chose to do it. I just thought, I know enough players out there that could come up here, and there's enough people around here that enjoy playing that I thought it would be a good fit, and it worked out pretty well.
So what do you get out of it, being an instructor and performer during the weekend?
What do I get out of it?
Well, thousands of dollars.
The monetary thing is just unbelievable.
He's out. He's out thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm out thousands. Yeah, I've been saving up for the next gig. I just really enjoy being able to share what I've been able to suss out of this thing with other people. I'm not one that likes to kind of covet these little secrets that you unlock on a daily or weekly basis, and so it's nice to share. I really enjoy that.
Randy Sabine and Gordon Thorne joining me right now. Let's do another song.
All right. Well, this is one I was going to teach tomorrow, so we'll try. We'll see if I can remember it. It's called "Lay Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor." It's one of the big hits out of from the John Hurt album that he recorded in I think 1963 at Oberlin College in Ohio. I think that's where it was. Anyway, it goes like this. Atlanta, and I got nowhere to go. Won't you lay me down a pallet on your floor? Make it, baby, close behind your door. Make it, baby, close behind your door. Lord, make it close behind your door. Make it where your man won't never know. Up the country in the cold sleet and snow. Up the country in the cold sleet and snow. Going up in the cold sleeting, ain't no telling how much further I may go. All the way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Lord, the way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Think I'll roll on over and try on the side. Won't you lay me down, the pallet on your floor? Won't you lay me down, the pallet on your floor? When I reach Elgin City and I got no place to go, won't you lay me down the pallet on your floor? Yeah, when I reach and I got no place to go, won't you lay me down the pallet on your floor?
Lay me a pallet on the floor. Sounds mighty comfortable for the right kind of person. Gordon and Randy here. I almost said Randy Thorne and Gordon Sabine. I got to switch that around. Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine here. They've got a show tonight at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge Pub for the Fingerstyle Masters weekend. And due to the recent news that Phil Haywood will be unable to attend due to a family emergency, they'll, I imagine, be there tomorrow there as well around 7:30.
Right. We're going to do it. We'll have to repeat. yep. So we'll play. I'll play some of Phil's tunes in honor.
There you go.
Yeah. Tribute to Phil Haywood. Yeah. We'll
that sounds like a good idea.
We'll do a little tribute to Phil
and some classes as well. Randy, I know that you were an instructor at the late great McNally Smith College. So that's right up your alley.
I was head of the string department there for 10 years. I also started the string department at the esteemed Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Really? I didn't know
1978.
That. 1978.
Wow. And you are old.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Gordon.
He did it when he was like seven. So.
Yeah, that's right. It's not too late to sign up to take a fiddle workshop. So bring your fiddles down and come on in and join us. We'll do some old blues. We'll do some fiddling and some swing.
How do people sign up for the classes?
At this point, they just show up. 10 o'clock tomorrow at Cascade Lodge. If you're interested in coming, there's room. We do have some applicants. Some people have signed up, but there's room at both for both fiddle and guitar. Mm-hmm. So if at the last minute you feel like coming down, we start at 10, but you can drift in at any time, really, you know. So
yeah, I would even allow a viola or a cellist to show up. If...
That would be permissible.
Yeah, it's okay.
I want to hear some good, like, ragtime cello. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
What is a rag? Is that from just the era that it's from, or is that like a form, or is that like a certain tune?
I think a little bit of both, because I think today, you know, when, like, we'll play a little rag here.
Sounds good.
You know, we call it the ragtime era because of, I don't know if they called it ragtime when it was being made. I couldn't say. Randy, do you know?
You better confer with Chris Gillis.
Yeah, where's Frank when you need him?
Yeah.
Frank would know. But but now, you know, when I consider a real rag, is it's got, you know, an A part, a B part, a C part, and a D part, and they're constructed. So like you play the A part twice, then you play the B part, you go back to the A part for one swipe at that, and you go to the C part. There's also the fifth dimension of it would be this little interlude that brings you from the C, generally with a key change, to the D part. And and they were all constructed basically, you know, from Maple Leaf Rag, the Entertainer, to Whistling Rufus, and to all the rags that were written in that time followed the same constructive pattern, you know, where you would repeat and you'd finish it off in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So I can play you one.
Let's do it.
One I made up called the Steam Hall Rag. This goes out to Mr. Bob Bingham. He lives on a little lake. I like to preface this. This is a song about a guy that guards the lake. but Steam Hall Lake is up in Isabella, and my old buddy Bob Bingham and I, we spent many an afternoon playing guitar up on his porch and overlooking the lake, and this is a little tune I had made up and was looking for a title, and the Steam Hall Rag, what a great title. It's better than the song. The title better than the tune.
Don't say that before you play it.
I see. So it goes, it's in F.
go. Beautiful. Gordon Thorne. We there got we pretty go. Well there.
Steam haul rag.
Yeah.
You hauled all that steam on that one.
What's that?
You hauled all the steam.
I was all on the steam Man. Coming out of my ear.
Yeah, that's why they call it that.
Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine here. They're playing tonight and tomorrow at the Cascade Lodge Pub for the Fingerstyle Masters weekend. You can show up and get some classes in fiddle or guitar. And Phil Haywood, unfortunately, will not be able to make it after all, but you'll still be able to see these guys. Do you guys have a really quick song that we could do before sure. we need to get the Roadhouse in here?
Yeah, we'll get the Roadhouse in here. We'll do one. We'll send this out to Phil. This is a bunch of stolen Phil Haywood licks. He calls it's a tune of his called Hedgehog Hedge, and I just call it Hedgehogging because I can only play it half as good as he can. Let's see how I gotta remember now. Okay.
Vein of Phil Haywood, Gordon Thorne, Randy Sabine. Catch him tonight at 6 p.m. at Cascade Lodge and get some learning from him on Saturday. And then 7:30 as well. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us, Will.
You're welcome.
We're going to play one of Randy's to end the show here. This is Soul of a Man.